This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Key Republican leaders in Washington are siding with President Donald Trump in his uphill legal fight, claiming vote count fraud widespread enough to overturn the projected presidential election victory of Democrat Joe Biden. A handful of current Republican lawmakers and a broader list of former Republican officials are acknowledging Biden's win in last week's national election. But the top two Republican lawmakers, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, are saying that Trump should not concede the election as his campaign files suits alleging voting and vote count irregularities. When asked at the State Department Tuesday whether he would cooperate with President-elect Biden's team on a transition, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters, quote, "There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration." That's the end of the quote. Mr. Biden said today in a news conference that the fact that the Trump administration refuses to recognize his win does not change his plans, quote, "at all." Another top U.S. Pentagon official is leaving his post a day after the termination of Defense Secretary Mark Esper. In his resignation letter to President Donald Trump, dated Tuesday, Acting Undersecretary of Defense for Policy James Anderson listed some of his achievements and said it had been an honor to serve his country. He also said, quote, "Now as ever, our long-term success depends on adhering to the U.S. Constitution. All public servants swear to support and defend." That's the end of the quote. On Monday, Mr. Trump announced via Twitter that he had fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who had been expected to serve through the transition period between now and inauguration.